This podcast is brought to you by Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. Do what I did and update your smile. Call 844-A-PERFECT-SMILE. When you change your smile, you change your life.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Well, thank you very, very much from the bottom of my heart. Thank you all. It means the world to me and my family. And I'll see you on Thursday. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Lots of pageantry going on here, lots of theater.
Hey, everyone. I'm Jill Biden's husband.
Oh, no. Not this again.
As Lily already indicated, I'm Jill Biden's husband. Joe Biden.
Yes, this again.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
The Oval Office should be a command center. Instead, it's a storm center. There's only chaos.
Said the pot to the kettle.
Hello to the DNC Native American Caucus. It is such an honor to join you all today. Joe Biden understands the pandemic's toll on Indian country.
Wait, so you're serious?
That's the kind of first lady, lady, this Jill Biden will be.
Lady, you're my lady.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
What was in the report that I don't know, but I know one thing that was in the report, that Donald Trump had absolutely nothing to do with it or with Russia. Is that right? Did you read that?
Unchained and unstoppable.
On a clear existence, Hugo, Minnesota, and it's right here. Don't run now! Don't run now, racist white people! I'm here! Oh yeah, we pull up! Yeah. We pull up!
I don't know what we're yelling about!
The calamari comeback state of Rhode Island casts one vote for Bernie Sanders and 34 votes for the next president, Joe Biden.
Yes, squid pro row.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Is the calamari comeback state of Rhode Island going to vote tonight for Vice President Senator Calamari Harris? President Trump is taking questions now, so let's take. He's talking about QAnon. Is this going to be this thing today that he's into conspiracy theories? Go ahead.
That will destroy this country, and when this country is gone, the rest of the world would follow. The rest of the world would follow. That's the importance of this country. And when you look at some of the things that these people are saying, with defund the police and no borders, open borders, everybody just pour right into our country. No testing, no nothing. You know, you talk about testing, no testing. Mexico, as you know, has a very high rate of infection. The wall is now going to be next week 300 miles long. Our numbers are extraordinary on the border. Had that, and this is through luck, perhaps more than talent, although the talent is getting it built when one party refuses to allow it. You don't hear talk about the wall anymore. But I will say this. We need strength in our country, not weakness. Too much weakness. Yes, John.
Mr. President, you have been very bullish on the promise of convalescent plasma to treat coronavirus. The FDA appeared to be on the brink of issuing an emergency use authorization for convalescent plasma. But after hearing from top officials at the NIH that there wasn't enough evidence to go ahead with that, the FDA has put that on pause. Your reaction to that, and do you believe that convalescent plasma should be in the arsenal of treatments for
coronavirus? Well, I hear great things about it, John. That's all I can tell you. And it could be a political decision, because you have a lot of people over there that don't want to rush things because they want to do it after November 3rd. And you've heard that one before. But I've heard fantastic things about convalescent plasma. And
well, then we're against it, say the mainstream media, like a chorus. Success.
And people are dying, and we should have it approved if it's good. And I'm hearing it's good. I heard from people at the FDA that it's good. So we'll see. I'm going to check that right after this conference.
My understanding that the White House will encourage the NIH and the FDA to get this out there as quickly as possible.
Well, the numbers are as good as I'm hearing. I mean, I'm hearing over 50%, and that's very good. And we've approved certain things are at 31%, and that's okay, too. That's not bad. And it's really had a tremendous impact. You're telling me something right now that surprises me, but we'll check it out right after this.
Are you concerned about a delay?
I don't want delays. I don't want people dying. I don't want people dying. Yeah, please, sir.
Mr. President, I want to ask you about your tweet earlier today on Goodyear. It was essentially calling a boycott on Goodyear tires. Do you want the federal government to stop buying and using Goodyear product as well? And is there
I'm not happy with Goodyear because what they're doing is playing politics. And the funny thing is the people that work for Goodyear, I can guarantee you, I poll very well with all of those great workers in Goodyear. And when they say that you can't have Blue Lives Matter, you can't show a blue line, you can't wear a MAGA hat, but you can have other things that are Marxist in nature, there's something wrong with the top of Goodyear. And what the radical left does is they make it impossible for people to do business if they're Republican or if they're conservative. They put out all sorts of effort, don't shop there. They do vicious things, not so different than what you saw on the streets of Portland two nights ago.
What kind of boycott do you envision?
Oh, I don't know. That's up to people, but I wouldn't recommend it. If they want to hold political speech, if they want to let you not do what everybody's doing, if they want to wear a MAGA hat or if they want to wear a Blue Lives, you know what Blue Lives Matter, right? That's policemen and women. That's a terrible thing. That's a terrible thing. So they're using their power over these people. And these people want to wear whatever it is that we're talking about. You know that. And so I would be very much in favor if people don't want to buy there. And you know what? They'll be able to get a good job because we set a jobs record over the last quarter, as you know, the most jobs ever in the history of our country. You'll be able to get another good jobs. I think it's disgraceful that they did this. Please, go ahead.
Yes, Mr. President, you've said that the arrest of Jimmy Lai in Hong Kong is, quote, a terrible thing. Do you have a message for Jimmy Lai? Has your administration spoken directly with him? Is your State Department working for his release?
Well, I send him best wishes. I hear he's a wonderful gentleman. He's certainly a brave man. And I send him best wishes. With that being said, because of that and obviously what happened in Hong Kong, we've taken all of the vast amounts of money that we used to subsidize Hong Kong. We essentially subsidized Hong Kong by giving them all sorts of incentives. And that's what made Hong Kong, the exchange and business in Hong Kong, successful. I've taken it all back. That means that the United States is going to do a lot more business. You know, we really gave them tremendous incentive and subsidy in order that they be successful for freedom. But now that the freedom obviously seems to have been taken away, we will keep all of the incentives that we were giving them, which is billions and billions of dollars, and all of that business will come into our country, including the New York Stock Exchange and NASDAQ, and it'll all come here. But I feel badly for him because I hear he's a good person. I don't know him, but I hear he's a good person, obviously a very brave person. Did you have something to ask?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. President. With the Iraqi Prime Minister coming in tomorrow, what about...
Say it.
The Iraqi Prime Minister is coming in tomorrow to meet with you, and how do you feel about this notion that Iraq can once again become the buffer between Iranian influence and Russian influence in the Middle East? Do you feel that under this Prime Minister that's possible once again? What are your thoughts
on it? Well, this is a man that I get along with very well. We're largely out of Iraq. We're down to very few soldiers. I said we're getting out of these endless wars, ridiculous, endless wars. We should have never been there in the first place. I think it was the worst decision made in the history of our country. Should have never been there. In the Middle East, we should have never been. But we're getting out rapidly out of, you know, over the course of 3 years. And getting out, it's very sticky getting out. And some people agree and many people don't agree. But I think most people very much agree. We're doing very well in our negotiations with Afghanistan, with getting out. We're down to a much smaller number of people left there. And, you know, I greet men and women coming home and coming home after they've been hit. I've also greeted many, many at Dover, greeted many bodies coming back in. And we've been there 19 years and we're basically policemen. We're acting as police as opposed to soldiers. and they're going to have to police their own states. And they've been doing that for thousands of years. But it's time after 19 years that our soldiers come home. They've done an incredible job, but, you know, they're not allowed to fight to win. And maybe they shouldn't be, because a lot of the people, it's not their fault. But with the Taliban and with going to Iraq again, we're down in Afghanistan, very low numbers, and that'll be taking place. And I let them know, do anything and you'll be hit like you've never been hit before. So we're doing very well. Syria, the same thing. Remember when I took all of the soldiers off of the border between Syria and Turkey, right? And everybody said, oh, that was 2 years ago. It was a long time ago. They said, oh, this is terrible, terrible, terrible. We're going to leave. Why do we have our soldiers between Syria and Turkey? Turkey can definitely take care of itself.
Let's go to a break, and we'll keep monitoring this. And we'll be talking about the mandatory vaccines. That's the latest from Governor Charlie Parker here tonight. Mandatory vaccines for everybody, K through, not 12, K through college. That's the way it's going to be in Massachusetts from now on. We'll talk about that. 844-500-4242. If you're thinking of replacing your carpets due to pet stains and odors, you must try Genesis 950 first. It breaks down the bonds of stains and odors so they're gone from carpets and padding for good. You can use it in a carpet cleaning machine, and it's green, so it's safe for family and pets. It's the go-to cleaner for when Mr. Gooner had an accident, as older pugs so often do. Before you purchase new carpeting, you must try Genesis 950. It's a lot cheaper than buying new carpeting, and it's a lot less hassle, too, than having to rip up the carpet, rip up the padding, measure for the new carpeting, go to the store, etc., etc. With Genesis 950, 1 gallon of industrial strength Genesis 950 makes up to 7 gallons of cleaner. It's not just for pet stains. It's a disinfectant that kills all kinds of viruses. It's also great for kitchens, garages, grease stains, wheels, tires, and more. Save yourself the trouble of going to the store and seeing your favorite cleaner sold out yet again. Genesis 950 is made in America, and as we like to say, buy American, support America. Order a gallon direct at genesis950.com. Enter code Howie to get more than a $10 value in savings, including free shipping and a free spray bottle with a 1 gallon purchase of Genesis 950. Go to genesis950.com and enter code Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
He's New England's talk radio king. He's Howie Carr.
Hi, my name is Jane Lucas, and I am from the town of South China, Maine.
This is Al from Merrimack, New Hampshire.
Hey, I'm Angela from Brewster on the Cape, and this is the one and the only Howie Carr Show.
Theory is this belief that you are secretly saving the world from this satanic cult of pedophiles and cannibals. Does that sound like something you are behind?
Well, I haven't heard that, but is that supposed to be a bad thing or a good thing? I mean, you know, if I can help save the world from problems, I'm willing to do it. I'm willing to put myself out there. And we are, actually. We're saving the world from a radical left philosophy that will destroy this country. And when this country is gone, the rest of the world would follow.
President Orange Man Bad comes out against pedophilia and cannibalism. Let's impeach him again. That was just a couple of moments ago at the press conference. And then they asked him a follow-up question about Goodyear tires. And that was John Roberts. He said, I guess he'd done some checking, and he said, you understand that in the motorcade, you travel on Goodyear tires. And he said, yeah, I understand that. He said, so do you want them off? And he said, thought for a second, said, yeah, I do. Yeah. How bad is that? And you know, Goodyear tried to back off it. Hey, you know, maybe Goodyear, if they didn't know what was going on, maybe they ought to have a little more control over their vendors or their contractors, the people that they're allowing to put their logo on this crap, saying you have no First Amendment rights if you work for Goodyear. You have no First Amendment rights if you're a conservative or a libertarian or you believe in the First Amendment or the Bill of Rights. Good Lord. 844-500-4242. So I guess that's it. It's over. We gave you the highlights. And the QAnon thing, that's what that was. They were trying to trap him. Oh, God. Honey is the free online shopping tool that automatically finds the best promo codes and applies them to your cart. And now it's part of the PayPal family. Start saving in seconds. Get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/Howie. That's joinhoney.com/Howie. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
What did Joe Biden really say? Did he say Joe Biden's husband, Jill Biden's husband, or Jill Biden's husband?
I'm going to say Jill Biden's husband, but it could go anyway.
12% of the audience thinks, like you did, that he said Jill Biden's husband. Joe Biden's husband is still in the lead at 54.
He's
and
been known to say that. We have more examples of him saying that than Jill Biden's husband.
That is correct. And Jill Biden's husband comes in at 34.
Is Jill Biden any relation to O'Biden, the O'Biden family?
Good afternoon, everyone. As Lily already indicated, I'm Jill Biden's husband, Joe Biden.
All right. 844-500-4242. 561 says about this new mandate for vaccines. If it's perfectly legal to claim you're a woman with a Y chromosome, why is it any less true if I can be vaccinated without taking a vaccine? Yeah, perhaps you self-identify as someone who has received the vaccination. Massachusetts, if you haven't heard this is going to be a big story in the next day or so. I mean, and people are already asking the question on the text line, how much did Big Pharma give Charlie Parker to go along with this? You know, considering he took $52,000 from the nursing home operators and they've now turned into the places where 65% of the deaths have occurred in Massachusetts. Massachusetts students of all ages will now be required to get a flu vaccine by December 31st in order to attend school unless medically or religiously exempt, the Department of Public Health announced Wednesday. Quote, every year, thousands of people of all ages are affected by influenza, leading to many hospitalizations and deaths, said Dr. Larry Madoff, director of DPH's Bureau of Infectious Disease. You know what else? A lot of people die of cirrhosis of the liver. I have some people who, the VIPs have some package stores here. Do you want to outlaw liquor? Seriously, how many people die in car accidents? There are people risking their lives right out on 128. I'm watching them go by right now in spite of these thunderclouds that are outside. Do we want to go back to mules? There was a much lower fatality rate of riding around on mules than there is in cars. What are these people talking about? This is it, though. They got their nose under the tent, and this is it. They can't help themselves now. They are just intoxicated with this power. When was the legislation passed, by the way? Did I miss that? I thought the legislature had gone home, and now we have a new law on the books. Quote, it is more important than ever to get a flu vaccine because flu symptoms are very similar to those of COVID-19, and preventing the flu will save lives and preserve healthcare resources, said Madoff in a statement. You know, if we're concerned about saving lives, I think you could make the argument that eating an excess of red meat is bad for you. I mean, shouldn't we just, maybe we don't have to outlaw red meat, but perhaps we should ration it in order to preserve lives. I don't think white sugar is good for you either, is it? People, let's outlaw white sugar. We've outlawed menthol cigarettes. You can still get unfiltered cigarettes. You can still get filtered cigarettes. You can get the unique Kent with the Microdite filter. You can get the Gas Trap filter with Lark. You just can't get menthol cigarettes. So why don't we get rid of some cigarettes, some more kinds of cigarettes, too, as long as this.
Stop giving him ideas.
We'll be right back and take your calls. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Influenza immunization will be required for all children 6 months of age or older? Are you kidding me? Who are attending Massachusetts child care, preschool, kindergarten, K-12, and colleges and universities? 6 months of age or under. Exempted by medical or religious exemptions. Also exempted from the requirement of K-12 students who are homeschooled. I have a feeling homeschooling is about to become a lot more popular. It already is. Now it's going to be even more popular. And higher ed students who are completely off campus and engaged in remote learning only. How are they going to enforce this? And I think I've mentioned this before. I have a friend of mine who runs a radio company down in the mid-Atlantic states. And it's been a policy of this company for years to provide free flu shots in the fall. A lot of companies do that because they don't want people being sick for days or even a week in the winter. He can't ever get more than 30% of the people to take a free shot. I mean, it's not just that they don't want to be poked or they believe they're going to get some kind of permanent illness. It's just who wants to do that? I mean, I have no problem with it. I'm okay with it. I'm not someone who believes I'm going to get poisoned. But I mean, and where does the reach of government end here? And then they're going to have to. Apparently, they're talking about alerting people in the class. If somebody doesn't get a flu shot, you're going to have to alert the parents of the other kids who didn't get a flu shot, that somebody in the class didn't get a flu shot. How soon is it going to be before lawsuits are filed on this? And what about illegal aliens? You can't tell illegal aliens what anything that they do. They can just do whatever the hell they damn well please. They're coming into this country and they don't have any of the shots that infectious diseases like mumps, whooping cough, diphtheria, all the diseases that were eradicated more than a century ago that are now back. And you just saw California just recorded a case of bubonic plague for the first time in 5 years. So how are they going to, they can't check up on a citizenship status of anybody. How are they going to check up on your flu vaccination status? They don't want to be able to check on your citizenship before you get a driver's license or before you go on welfare. You can get public housing if you're an illegal alien. Are they going to throw you out if you don't get a flu shot out of public housing? Or are they only going to throw you out of public housing if you're an American citizen? But illegal aliens don't have to get flu shots. 413, may I see your vaccination papers, please? Oh, God.
Your papers, please.
Mary, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mary.
Oh, Howie?
Yes.
I just wanted to say that I've been a nurse in the system for a very long time for the state of Massachusetts.
Yeah.
And we were never told we had to get a flu shot or this or that. We do it for our patients, mm-hmm. but we don't have to necessarily do it for us because as long as we protect them. So I don't understand the whole thing about this. It's absolutely ridiculous.
You must comply, Mary. Haven't you listened to these sound cuts that we play of Charlie Baker? Everyone must comply.
I've been a nurse for maybe 37 years now.
Yeah.
I've had a flu shot 3 times, and only because there was a big hype about it.
Right.
Never gotten the flu. And I've been in and out of hospitals with my patients nonstop over the years.
Yeah.
And I think it's absolutely horrific because if my kids were younger right now and they told me I had to do that, that'd be bullshit.
I would be too. I felt the same way. I was thinking, what would I do if I still had kids in the public schools? I don't even remember. I can't remember if I got them flu shots or not, but I would be bull bleep if they told me I had to do it. I want to play this one cut. We're going to take more calls on this, but I just want to play this cut of this this case in at the Encore Casino in Everett. This guy apparently rented a banquet hall. He's from Dorchester, and he just had a party and even brought in a disc jockey. And so everybody's having a good time, and we know that Charlie Parker ain't standing for nobody having a good time. He's the reincarnation of Cotton Mather, his Puritan ancestors. They want to stamp out frivolity wherever it exists. So they came down and they busted this guy. And so his name is George Gerez, and NBC 10 tracked him down about this. And listen to what he said, cut 23.
You know, we're so deep into the pandemic. It's been like 7 months now that, you know, a lot of people are kind of over it at this point.
I'm one of them. I'm kind of over it at this point. And so then we have the reporter from NBC 10 explaining why he didn't know that fun had been outlawed in Massachusetts. Cut 20.
Jerez says he didn't know the current limit on indoor gatherings is 25 in Massachusetts because he doesn't watch the governor. So he didn't hear the governor's recent plea to partiers.
He doesn't watch the governor. That should be a crime in itself.
Did this just happen?
You must comply with watching the governor. How will you know about the latest mandate? Now that we've banned backyard barbecues, we're going to make your kids get shots. Even if he's 6 months old, the kid's going to have to get a shot. Big needle pushed in his little pink baby skin. Ugh. Bob, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bob.
Hey, Howie, how are you? Hey, Howie, I don't know whether you've ever heard of the Cutter incident, but back around the mid-50s when Salk came out with the polio vaccine, the government let out several contracts to duplicate this. And Cutter Laboratories out in California, they screwed up. And they produced over a couple hundred thousand bad viruses, vaccines. And a bunch of kids got paralyzed and a bunch of them got killed.
Wow.
This whole thing. So because they, because it was a big rush. I would really recommend, because it's all over the place, but it's on, Wikipedia, and a guy wrote a book about it.
How do you spell it? How do you spell it, Bob? Cutter.
It's C-U-T-T-E-R.
Okay.
Incident. That's the... It was huge. And it was April 12th, 1955. Mm-hmm. I think that's when this whole thing happened. But, basically one of the laboratories just screwed they had the formula. They let it out to several different companies. This was a family-based company out in Berkeley.
Yeah.
And at least 10 kids died,
Think about this. This was issued by the Department of Public Health, and I can't stress enough how corrupt that department was. This is the same department where Sonia Farrakh and Annie Ducan were chemists. One of them was in Amherst. Farrakh was in Jamaica Plain, and then she went to Amherst. And Annie Ducan was in Jamaica Plain. And they had to throw out 38,000 chemical drug tests that they did in criminal cases. 38,000 criminal drug tests had to be thrown out because they were either falsifying it or they were ingesting all the evidence. And this is also the same department that was in charge of regulating the New England Compounding Pharmacy in Framingham, which they never did. And 70 people ended up dead all over the country. And this is also the department we've never gotten the answer to. We know about all the criminal drug tests that were falsified by the Department of Public Health, but these chemists were also working in Jamaica Plain when they were doing thousands of HIV tests. And we've never found out. Some of the lawyers for the defendants in the drug cases have tried to find out, do we know whether Farrakh and Ducan were involved in any tests for HIV, for AIDS, that they didn't perform? Or that they falsified, like they did all the chemical drug, all the criminal drug tests in the police cases. It's just amazing that you would give this kind of power to an agency with a track record of systemic corruption, to use that word, systemic. This is not anecdotal. This is tens of thousands of people were wrongfully convicted. And, you know, you could say, okay, they were still drug dealers, but you can't, it doesn't matter if you're a drug, you can't be convicting people on falsified evidence, because if they can convict some guy on the street, they can convict you or me. And personally, I take it pretty personally if I get convicted and framed. Thanks for the call, Bob. Steve, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Howie, they're always saying, well, if you don't get your child vaccinated, then your child could infect my child. But what I never understand about that is, well, if your child is vaccinated, why should he or she have to worry about the kid who might get the flu, who's in the same school? But they're always using that, and this is kind of mandatory medical treatment that they've been pushing for at least several years.
But Steve, my thing is, why don't they get why don't they force illegal aliens to get vaccinations for their kids, Steve?
You know, I don't know what they're going to be doing in the public schools, but I'm sure they're going to demand that every student has a document signed by a doctor that he or she has got the flu vaccine.
What about the diphtheria shots?
You know, by the time
what about a tetanus booster shot, like I used to have to get every year before I went back to school? What about that?
Well, Howie, by the time a child is a year or two old in this country, they've gotten about 30 vaccinations already. So I guess they'll just demand documents showing all this stuff, but they're definitely going to demand documentation, and they're definitely not going to let kids in school. And this is just the start.
Yeah, I know it is. It's this is step two. The start was the lockdown. This is step two, and you're right. It's not. This isn't going away. They've got a taste of power, and it's gone to their heads. Thanks for the call, Steve. Rocky, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Rocky.
Hey, Howie. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I just talked to my wife, and we're going to let our kids be vaccinated right up front. I have no problem as long as Baker's kid is in the sex offender registry. Other than that, hey, Howie,
you know, you're right. You're right. Can you get a
thing?
Vaccination so that you won't molest somebody on a flight into Logan Airport?
Yeah, Howie, one other thing before you cut me off. Last night, all those idiots in the DNC, how come none of them talked about the riots, and then you had Clinton, a rapist, talking up another potential rapist? What are we doing in this country?
I know, Rocky. This is going to be night number three where nobody is going to mention what's going on in Seattle, Portland, Chicago, New York. They're not going to talk about it. It's not happening. You know, remember when MSNBC was saying there is no Antifa, it's just a figment of Fox's imagination? They're like ostriches. You know, they just bury their head in the sand. Thanks for the call, Rocky. If you haven't tried Super Beats Soft Chews, you're missing out on a really great product. It's great for your blood pressure. It's great for your circulation. It gives you a boost of energy. I take one in the morning when I get up, even before I have my first cup of coffee. I take one before I go on the show at 3:00. But now I'm out because they go so fast. I couldn't even give any to the VIPs today. I'm sorry, guys. I apologize. They go fast because they're so good. They're wrapped in foil like candy. They taste like a Power Burst, but they're not the Starburst, whatever you call them. But they're good for you. They taste good. But they're not full of sugar. They're good for you. Super Beets Soft Chews combine non-GMO beets with a powerful new ingredient, grapeseed extract. The grapeseed extract used in Super Beets Chews has been clinically shown to be 2 times as effective at supporting normal blood pressure as a healthy lifestyle alone. Better blood pressure means more energy, just the way nature intended, without the jittery caffeine or stimulants. Now you can take just 2 delicious chews a day, anytime, anywhere, to get the blood pressure support you need and the energy that you want. Like I said, you'll get into the habit of taking 2 a day, and you'll have them at different times of the day, most likely. And it really is good. And it's just like a cup of coffee or a Red Bull or something like that. but it's good for you. It has none of the downside of caffeine or sugar. Do what I did and support your heart health with delicious Super Beats soft chews. Get your Super Beats chews today at superbeatsradio.com/Howie. And when you buy two bags, they'll throw in the third one for free. That's superbeatsradio.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
You're tuned into the Howie Carr Radio Network.
This is Alex from East Bridgewater, Mass.
This is Ann in Saco, Maine.
This is John Zuko from Hanson, Mass. And this is The Howie Carr Show.
You're enjoying your day. Everything's going your way. Then along comes Charlie Parker. Always there to tell you about a new disease. A car accident or killer bees. The beggar to spare you. Charlie, please. But you can't stop Charlie Parker.
You know, as that rep Sean Dooley pointed out in his Facebook posting, the ironic thing here is that all the same people who say Trump is a fascist and he wants to, destroy the constitutional republic, they're all in on this crap. They're all in on just no more legislature, just whatever, as long as the governor is enough of a moonbat and is going to do whatever the one world order demands. They're all in it, 100%. Everything they accuse Trump of wanting to do, they're doing. They're doing. I'm just looking at I always like to look at the message boards on the Globe just to see how. And people are, they're happy about this. They're ecstatic about the fact that these flu shots are going to be mandatory, at least for American citizens. Why are there religious exemptions? I'm reading now right from the thing. Mary Baker Eddy, that's the founder of Christian Science, was just as clueless as Jenny McCarthy about medicine. Why are believers of one sort of nonsense given more rights than believers of another sort of nonsense? Well, that's what I've been asking about Charlie Parker. I'm not trying to enforce my nonsense on him. Why is he trying to enforce his nonsense on me? He's a cult leader. I got nothing against cults. Just don't try to make me join the cult. Here's another one. I agree religious exemptions should be removed. The only exemption should be medically related. Someone with existing immunological insufficiency can be excused medically. Okay. Dr. Carr will give you a certificate. Call Honest Howie's medical exemptions. And we will get you a medical exemption. Russ, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Russ.
Howie, who's going to be responsible for those that suffer from side effects by being forced to take the flu shot? And another thing, I thought we had the right to choose when it came to our bodies. Boy, yeah. I'll tell you, Charlie, he's a two-faced master con man, and his poll numbers prove it that he's a master con man.
If it's hands off my uterus, right? That you remember that old saying? Hands off my forearm, you know? Or hands off my rear end. Don't give me a shot unless I ask for it. What the hell? How far would he have gotten if he first ran for governor and said, if you elect me, I'm going to shut down the state, destroy the economy, give us the highest unemployment rate in the country, the third highest death rate, and I'm going to make everybody get a flu shot for their kids. Fritz, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Fritz.
Hey, Howie. Thanks for taking my call. We listen to you on 99.7 up here in Claremont.
Thank you.
I've been in law enforcement for 34 years, and I have some training and experience in riot control.
Yeah.
And how those units to respond. And I wanted to comment on the ongoing outrageous anarchy that goes on in the state of Oregon, particularly in Portland.
Yeah. I'm sorry we're running out of time, Fritz, but just make it quick. Give me 10 seconds. Go ahead.
In Oregon, there is state law about using deadly force to stop arson, and I know why, but I don't understand why it isn't used to stop arson.
I agree. You know why, though, don't you, Fritz? Thanks for the call. I'm Howie Carr.